know, as we are privileged to be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you know, I haven't been coming to the night meeting, but I was here this Thursday, and something comes home to me. We're about to close off and the study we've been doing in Corinthians 4. And our brother Colin says, you know, it would be good for us to probably just spend a little time when we come together, and verse 20. And our brother Kenton had shared his thought in it. And I went home and I was thinking about it. You probably don't have to turn there. I read it for you. It says, For the kingdom of God is not the word. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And, you know, I think about this, that, you know, we had many times had, as it were, hampered the spirit. We, as I said, we speak, but the power of the Holy Spirit is not getting his full place. We sometimes, I think, we probably spend too much time in, as it were, preparing. We go out to all these boxes and we put all these lessons together, not realizing that many times it's not so much what we said, but it's what the Spirit will lay on our heart. Because no matter, as they said, if it's not of the Spirit, then we can speak, as the term said, until the call comes home, and it never means nothing. And the thought come to mind in Ephesians chapter 5, as we are yet the last Sunday in the year, and as we face the new year, then, you know, it would challenge my heart, and it would be a challenge to my heart and to your hearts, that as we go in this new year, that let us realize that the battle is not ours, the battle is His. But for us to fight that good fight, then we had to be willing to deny ourselves, to pick up the cross and follow Him. We must decrease and He must increase. But how does that happen? It won't happen if I'm puffed up with self. It won't happen if I'm trying to do it on my own. It will only happen when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. So Ephesians, we just read a few verses there. Ephesians 5, and we do we do verse 18 to verse 20. And this is what it says. This is the word of God. Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine, which is a dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Here we have a command. It's not an idea. It's a command for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or with the Spirit of God. You know, for us to be a devoted, a growing, and a fruitful Christian, we had to be filled with the Holy Spirit. As I said, there's so much things that we can be filled with. And I was just looking at a few. In Luke 4:28, we are told that the Pharisees were filled with wrath. You know, when the Lord Jesus was in the synagogue, they were filled with wrath and they wanted to kill him. In Acts 13 verse 4, we are told that they were filled with envy. You know, that these were religious people, but they were filled with the wrong thing. But there's a verse in 2 Timothy 1 verse 4 where we are told that Paul was filled with joy for Timothy. So we can be filled with a lot of various things. But today, the Spirit of God would say to us that we must be filled with the Spirit of God. You know, to know God as we should, to love God as we should, to serve God as we should, to follow God as we should, we have to be filled with the Spirit of God. And you ask the various Christian today, what does that mean? And no doubt that you probably won't get the best of an answer. Because really and truly, there's no really right way. There's no verse that says, hey, this is the way you're filled. But it's here we have a command that we must be filled with the Spirit of God. Being filled with the Spirit of God is totally different from being sealed with the Spirit of God. That is something that God has already done on his part. If we confess our sin and come to him and repent, then we are sealed forever. But for us to be filled with the Spirit of God, it takes you and me to put the energy and effort and the work in it. You know, he refer here, there's a contrast between, as we go back to Ephesians, between one that are drunk and, you know, wine, as Proverbs says, that wine is a mockery. And, you know, some of us say, yeah, we drink a little bit for the soul or for the heart's sake, but you know, you can be possessed with wine. And this is what happens, is that if we are not being filled with the Holy Spirit, then there are so much other influence to fill our hearts. You know, the enemy, fool ourselves. He knows better than ourselves. And he will try his very best to distract us from the things of the Lord. Because no wonder that you wonder today why there is so much lukewarm, there's so much coldness in our lives. And that is because we're not being filled with the Spirit of God. That's the only way that we're going to grow. That's the only way that we're going to really have a clear understanding of what God wants us to do in this time that we have. You know, sometimes we sit around and we're like, oh, it's just others, it's for the church. Now realize that we are being called to make a difference in this dying world. And as the world watch us, then they are looking to see a difference in my life and in your life. But how can this be if we are trying to do it on our own? We only can make it if we are filled with the Spirit of God. Verse 18 said, do not be drunk with wine. You know, if I were to come up here and, you know, meaning friends, buy the wine, and you know, after you drink it after over and over, then it's like it takes control over you. It's like it's not you no more. It's like it's letting you say things that you're not even want to say if you're conscious. But and that's how the Spirit wants. He wants to take our life over so that we are not being displaying ourselves, but so that as we present the message to others, then it can reach home. It's only when it's been the Spirit that can really break these hearts of ours and cause us to be people who want to change and who want to be mature for the Lord. He has a contrast with wine. And as I've said, that I know I've seen it where it happened, where those that drink and are possessed and drunk with wine, oftentimes they are out of control. But I'm not saying that of us. I'm saying that as we look at the contrast here, that verse 18 reminds us that we must be filled with the Spirit. You know, one says that if we only have the word, then we'll blow up. If we only have the Spirit, we will dry up. But if we have the Spirit and the Word, we will definitely grow up. And that is what God wants from you and from me. That as we grow up in the things of Christ, that there is a difference. Not just me saying one thing, and as I do that, I had to point the finger to myself first. That as I've said one thing, I'm not doing the opposite. Because we are watched, not just by the world, but we are watched by our children, we are watched by our husband or by your wife, by your spouse. We are all being watched. So as we grow up in the things of Christ, then there should be much evidence that we have been with Christ. Again, it started at the cross. Because so often we become so comfortable with the life that we are living that we miss that it begins at the cross. And it's only at the cross that we're going to be willing and ready to take this old self of mine and to be willing to deny myself, to take up that cross and to follow Him day by day. Again, it's a command. It's not a great idea. It's not a suggestion. We must be filled with the Spirit. Because when we are filled with this, it's God's, it's Christ's desire to take you and use the Word of God to make us to look like God. That's what we are called to do. We are called to be different. But if I'm living the same way as we are depressed and cast down, as the reality of life meet many of us, when we are out of jobs, when we are complaining, when we are discomfort, you know, we can lose track. But it's only God's Spirit that's going to remain in me and you. That as we are tested on every side, that we can stand prevailing, realizing what we've been calling to. That God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. So the battle is not really through me or from me. The battle is the Lord. But how do we even face the battle that the enemy is attacking us day by day? We only can face the battle, be victorious, when we are being filled with the Spirit of God. Again, it's something for me and you to stop and check our life and to say that, to realize that, hey, a year has passed by. What have I done? What relationship? Is my relationship closer to the Lord? Or am I just living in the same old me? You know, it's a check, or rather a thought for me and a thought for you. That as we go on, you know, God wants to give us all that He had for us. But many times we hinder the Spirit of God from really use us, from becoming mature and becoming more and more like Christ. We must be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another, and this is what the Spirit is going to do. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. What a time to have this. Speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs. You know, we need to realize that as an assembly, we are called to be for each other. No, often we are together, but we are not in unity. There's nothing from the Spirit. We talk about what had happened to many various, to other people and to many, what is happening in our world. Now realize that as the Spirit lead us, that there should be a psalms and a hymns and a excitement in our heart. No wonder. Could you imagine what the assembly would look like if all of us, day by day, were to be filled with the Spirit of God? You know, I think for us, too often, we find ourselves complaining, not enjoying what we've been brought into, not enjoying Christ in our lives. Singing. You know, the fact that we're filled with the Spirit, as one said, won't make you a better singer, because it's really not for you. You know, if you can't sing, then even when you're filled with the Spirit, it won't make a difference. But as one said, that we are told to make a joyful noise, so that explained it. But the fact that there should be something in our heart. You know, and I was talking to someone and I'm like, why is this so? That when we are together, there is this deadness. It's like there is nothing to cause us to express who we really are. You know, true conviction should always result in high praises. You know, and as we come together, let us realize that we come together for the Lord. It's not for me. You know, because there are many that have saying that they are coming, but they're not really getting nothing. You know, and the question is, what did you really bring? Did you take that time out to have that psalms and have that hymn and have that melody and that excitement for the Lord during the week? You know, it's something for us to realize that, you know, as we come, it's for Him. We're not coming to gain for ourselves, but to give praises to Him, especially for the remembrance meeting as we had this morning. So again, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. To who? Not to me, but to the Lord. And that's something that we need to realize, that, you know, there are times when we come and the mad thing's not going on right and we are a little bit on the sad side. But I just realize that whenever we get together, it's for Him. It's to learn more about Him as we want. It's to grow in the good of what He has brought us to. And as we have done this morning, to fully give praises to Him. So, giving thanks always in all things to God, the Father, in the Father and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is something which don't really happen that often. Giving thanks to the Lord at all times. I think realizing that the time we are in, we are complainers. We find everything to complain about, not enjoying the good of what we have. You know, oh, I'm not making enough. I'm not having the job that I desire to have. Now realizing that whatever you have, we don't even deserve it. But Christ has given to us. And instead of us complaining, then let us enjoy it. Let us realize that this life here is temporary and we should be looking to the heavenly things, setting our affection and things above. Not so much complain. The world is complaining, and many times instead of us encourage them, then we are like the one who complaining more than the world. But let us realize that what we have, that it can't be shaken. We have the Spirit of God that dwells within us. So we need not to complain. But as we see that the times is fast approaching, when it's like America, we are set up to have it all figured out, have it all. There's always should be bread on the table. But let us realize that God is calling us to something better. He's calling us for us to take a journey, missionary trip to those countries that probably don't have a bottle of drinking water. And then we will really appreciate what we have. So instead of us finding the time to complaining, let us give thanks at all times for everything. Trying to keep track with the time. Submit to one another in the fear of God. You know, from creation, man is puffed up.
It says in the Bible that when the Lord is near at hand, men are going to become lovers of self more than lovers of thee. And don't let it happen in today. In the work field, for even many of us who had known the Lord, we're not really willing to submit. Because what do? We go whenever we feel like we don't want to listen to what the direction they are giving to us. And it happened in the church. It happened among us. Many times we are called to make a decision. And we cannot make a decision because of us not submitting one to the other. So eventually this takes a personal relationship with God. You know, we can try. But if we try, all we're going to do is hamper the Spirit from working in our lives. For us to be submissive to one another, then we have to be filled with the Spirit of God. Man is puffed up and full of pride. And no doubt we are tried. But how does it work? Whenever it's not my yes or my no, then we lose our cool. The Lord has been an example. Remember one time when they come to arrest him in the garden. And even though he got no sleep, even though he was up all night, when they come to arrest him, he was willing to submit. You know, for me and you, we probably would have lose our cool. You know, when we are not getting enough sleep, we tend to lose our cool. But just think of his example. He asked him a question, and knowing the power of God, they were struck backwards. But to see that he was willing to submit to those who have no right to even come to arrest him. So that's what I'm saying, that as we grow as a body, let's realize that we are not in this for ourselves. God has placed all of us in the assembly, each man for each man as his brother, not each man standing alone. We need to be submissive one to the other. Husband, we need to be submissive to our wives. Workers, we need to be submissive to our employer. Bosses, we need to submit to authority. So there's always submission going on within your life and my life. But as I said, that's only happened when we are being led by the Spirit of God. Be submissive to one another in the fear of God. You know, as we live in this life, no doubt that the enemy is real. But we can stand the test that the power of God is more real. Because no doubt we have been to various places. We have been into places where we feel as if we're going to give up. And it's not us. It's not our strength that kept us. It was the power of God. So eventually as we grow and as we live, let's just realize that we cannot live away from sin. But we are told to be he separated. We are told to fight the good fight. You know, one says that the only way that we can live above sin is that if we get an apartment above a sinner. I don't know how that works out. But God give us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And with this in mind, let us realize that we're without excuse. So as we go over into the new year, let's realize that it's God calling that we would make a difference wherever we are. That as we live in this life, it's the Spirit of God that's going to take you and me, break you and me, to be submissive to the things of Christ and to be submissive to each other. To have that brotherly love. That as we are pressed and as we know of needs among us, then we can have an open door and an open arm. You know, sometimes I think that You know, if God was like us, sometimes you'd have to take everything away from us for us to really realize that we brought nothing in this world. And no doubt that when we go, we can't take nothing. But for most of us, we are sometimes, as it were, not aware that it's for Him. So as we see the new year arrive, let us realize that we have a call and a purpose. And that if there is something that God been laying on your heart, let us not hamper the spirit. But let us reach out to that person who He had laid on your heart for all these many years or months to call. There are some of us that haven't had a good relationship with even those that we are connected to. You know, I didn't have a good relationship with my dad. But as time comes along, God has laid on my heart to, when I call Him, not just to talk about, hey, you know, when are you going to die? But to talk about the spiritual things. And for many of us, we had them. We have had family members that are probably, we are the one they're looking for to really make a difference. So as God lays these thoughts and ideas in our head, let's realize that if we do it wholeheartedly, great will be the result. If we do it out of self, sometimes instead of it bringing fruit, it causes more trouble in the assembly and in our life. But if we do whatever we're doing wholeheartedly in the Spirit, then no doubt that God will use His Spirit to make a difference as we are in a world that is full of chaos, envy, and strife. More about Jesus would I know. More of His love to others show. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love for you and for me. Again, God has called us to rise, to realize that the enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold him down. So as we go into this new year, the one we serve is alive and we can enjoy and we can be excited, we can be on fire for Him. But again, it will only happen if first of all we are submissive. If we are simple, devoted, and true. And if we have a heart to willingly follow Him. You know, there is power in the Word. And as we enjoy the Lord for who He is and what He has done, let us realize that we are not alone. The Spirit dwelling in my heart. And as they said that, with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. It is a troubled world, but thanks be to God that even with everything changing around us, we can still make a difference. They're looking at us to make that difference. So let us make that call. Let us write that note. Let us be submissive to the things of Christ, for His name's sake.
Amen. Amen.